Haynes has been without a blue shirt Alaska State Trooper for more than 6 months. The trooper used to provide protection for areas of the borough outside the town site, including the Haynes Highway. Now, the assembly has a solution in sight to cover the gap left behind by the trooper. Voters will have the final say. The idea is to create a new police service area. Right now, the Haynes Police Department is only meant to serve the town site. It's where the most people live, but it's just a small fraction of the borough. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said policing outside the town site should be a concern for all residents, no matter where they live in the Chilkat Valley.
We all live as a community, and your behavior and the policing doesn't stop at a border. For many people who live in the town site service area who pay for policing in the service area, to cross a boundary and no longer be provided the police service seems like an odd way to live. You either feel that you're covered or not, and you shouldn't be afraid to go across the border because you won't be covered by the police.
Schnabel presented a number of options to provide police service outside the town site. The one she and the assembly liked best was the creation of a new community safety service area. It would essentially expand Haynes PD protection to the entire borough except Excursion Inlet. Creating a new service area requires voter approval. A question could be placed on the October 3rd election ballot. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt raised an objection he's voiced repeatedly. This proposal should be coming from the public, not the assembly. He pointed out that there were no outside town site residents at the meeting asking for a ballot question.
I appreciate the fact that we are all one community and we don't want anyone at Mosquito Lake to be gunned down because the police officer said, "Nah, sorry, you're outside the service area." But the political reality is that it's very difficult for us to tell people what they need if they don't feel that they need it.
In an effort to make the question more palatable to voters, Schnabel suggests not raising taxes to pay for increased police expenses. It's uncertain what those expenses would add up to. The borough is hiring a fifth police officer right now. If the new service area triggered the need for a sixth officer, that would cost at least $120,000. Schnabel recommends funding the new service area with reallocated sales tax, excise taxes on marijuana and tobacco, and outside grants. Police Chief Heath Scott supports that approach.
My biggest concern in this situation would be being faced with an unfunded requirement after a no vote.
That's essentially what Scott is dealing with right now. His department isn't actively patrolling the entire borough, but people outside the town site do call 911, and the police respond to emergencies. But some assembly members said the expense should be funded, at least in part, by a property tax hike. Here's Heather Lendy speaking by phone.
I'd feel much more comfortable if part of that ballot question included property tax. It seems like that's the most equitable.
How to pay for the community service area is likely to be a topic of discussion as the assembly moves the ballot question forward. The first public hearing on the ordinance is set for Tuesday, July 11th. Even as the assembly works on the ballot question, the borough plans to advocate for reinstatement of the Haynes Trooper post. The troopers left Haynes because of state budget cuts and the town's relatively low crime rate. The assembly voted to contact other Alaska communities that have been abandoned by the troopers and work together to lobby the state legislature. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.